Courtney has our app of the day today.
I have a super weird one, but I had to check it out because it's number 5 in entertainment in the app store right now.
Really?
So this is called Short TV. And I think there was an app that came out that was similar to this, but had better stuff on it a while, maybe like before COVID-ish. And it was a bunch of short little TV shows. You could watch them. They were like 5 minutes long. Do you remember that?
Are these new programs? Or are we talking like legitimate regular TV shows?
These are new. This one is like
new content
made by the app itself.
I can't remember when it was. And there was a whole like social network app, something that built their whole foundation was built on.
And it got canceled, basically.
It was built on like 5 minute, 10 minute episodes of a TV show. Wasn't it Facebook Watch that started that way?
It was, but I remember there was like a scary one, but it's on Roku TV. But anyway, I digress. So this is a way for you to watch a bunch of like bodice ripper kind of shorts.
That?
Like women's smut.
Well, I know what, okay, gotcha.
Like sexy, like, oh, I'm the alpha wolf, but well, you can't have
like
me.
Like romance, old school romance novel kind of stuff.
Legit.
So that's the kind of TV shows they have?
Yeah, these are very soap opera-ish.
Oh, nice. I'll probably like them.
Honestly, I started to watch a couple different ones yesterday, and I was like, I'm kind of into these.
Like, so what kind of show titles would they have on this?
So we've got The Forbidden Alpha, which there's a lot. Okay, there's a lot of werewolf ones. The Awakening, Rejected Mate, The Unwanted Bride of Atticus Fawn. These are all werewolf ones.
Okay.
The Forbidden Alpha. I said that one already. Call Me Alpha.
I need an example of these shows.
Okay, so this is a little snippet of The Unwanted Bride of Atticus Fawn. So you open the app and you can immediately pick whatever you want. And once you click it, it starts playing a little snippet for you, and it's like a minute or two long each little episode.
No daddy coming to save you this time.
Production value, not wonderful.
No.
Like, pretty cheesy. But, you know, I think the storyline could be pretty good.
What's happening in this scene?
So this lady is running away from this witch, and now she sees a hot guy.
Oh, no.
He's coming up to her.
He's out of breath, apparently.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty hot, I will say. Everyone's very attractive. Beautiful women, beautiful men.
So these are real actors.
Fair girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No one I recognize.
Fawn. Second in line to Alpha Eric, Fawn family.
You know me?
Yeah. I'm Autumn. I'm 16, single, love pizza, hate pineapple on pizza. Wolf.
Also, she is not 16.
Don't know yet.
Is that the target?
The actress.
Like, is like a 90210 type of thing?
Right? Is
I
the
think
target
so.
Audience
younger-ish? Youth? Let me see what the age. Age is 12 and up.
Jeez.
I don't know. I don't know how spicy this gets. I didn't see anything crazy spicy, but there was, you know, implied attraction and seductiveness.
All right, so a couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. Do you get new episodes daily, or is it
not daily, but there's a lot of new ones, and they come out pretty frequently. So there's a sort of paywall, though, I will say. If you watch too many in a row, it starts to want more coins from you, the next day you'll get more coins.
Are these video podcasts, but that you can subscribe? Subscribe to one and you'll get notified of every new episode and everything.
Yeah, so if you really like The Forbidden Alpha, like you're really into that storyline, you could add it to your favorites and it will tell you whenever something new comes out.
Gotcha.
So these are, I mean, I'm kind of into them. There were a couple that I was invested in the storyline, honestly.
I want to be an actor on one of them.
We should make our own.
Seems like it'd be fun, right?
Yeah. they probably don't get paid a lot, but it does have, you know, they put some effort into these. I don't know if they're based on stories or like books or whatever, but some of them are pretty interesting. If you like werewolf stuff,
are the videos, do they look good? You said the production value is okay.
It's okay.
Like, you know, it's like a soap opera kind of stuff?
I would say soap opera level.
Yeah.
Made for TV movie level special effects. Like, you know, the glowing eyes did not look like real glowing eyes.
Nice.
Stuff like that. But if you're into cheesy or you just really want some bodice ripper kind of stuff, women smutty hot guys and whatever, I'd say go for it.
12 and up, you said?
They said 12 and up.
Good Lord.
Then you're not promoting it the right way.
No, I don't know. 12 and up. Okay, so not bodice ripper then.
Yeah, because it sounds like it should be taken off the internet.
Yeah.
I know. Some spice, like Twilight level spice. How about
that's
that?
Different.
PG.
Okay.
And there's this really good one that sounds really great. The female janitor revealed as a hidden tycoon. I might watch that one next.
Okay. This is what a weird.
It's super weird.
And that's number 5 on the App Store right
number
now?
Number 5 in entertainment right now.
Oh my God.
I know, got a 4.7 rating.
This app of the day is called
Short TV.